Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Rosie and I'm an addict. It's a good thing that we get to start over just for today. Yesterday was so funny. I got to experience my first world merchandise. Oh, you're laughing so you can identify with me. I really acted out with the security. I told him I was going to Kung Fu Panda his ass. And then I needed to go to the bathroom, so I had to make good with him so I could get the wristband to get out to go. And he says, "Come here, give me a hug." And we hugged, and I said, "Does this give me free ins and outs now?" So thank God in Narcotics Anonymous that we get to start over every single day and forgive ourselves, ask for forgiveness, and the reading is good today. We examine our actions, our reactions, and our motives. And so reading this morning, I've been up real early. I'm from California, so the time has really got me messed up. Thinking about my actions yesterday, I was like, okay, Rosie, you better act right today. And my reactions, I can do better today than I did yesterday, right? But the one thing I thought about and reflected about this morning was that all of the laughs that we had in that line yesterday after 6 hours, it was so much fun. I met people from all over the world. I got women's phone numbers. One of the ladies gave me a beautiful medallion. And that's what it's all about. When I got here, I had 10 years. I decided to retest the waters and came to realize that it wasn't for me. So I've been back for 7.5. All of those halves, those 3/4, those quarter months, they all matter. I can remember when I was trying to get clean, and I remember getting up at 4:30 in the morning, getting to the morning meeting, and I had this golf ball in my throat. And today I like the golf ball in my throat because it reminds me why I don't want to use. I don't want to get up again. I don't want to go to the morning meeting again. I don't want to take the newcomer chip again for 30 days. I don't want to have to share that story again. They were so right, you never have to get loaded again. Just stay here. Work on your feelings. Cry, it's okay to cry. In my first 10 years, I was around some real old timers. And they said some crazy things. I was like, wow. And then I learned some things that really, really work around here. Like when you see someone crying, don't pass them the tissue box. Don't stop their tears. Let them work it out. Because crying cleans our soul. It releases the pain. So I want to tell you, like, my experience is I'm an addict. I went to any means, any lengths. I did not care if you were married, it was your husband. If I liked him, I was sleeping with him. I jumped on tabletops, pulled my shirt off. I did all the things that I thought I would never do. But today I'm not that person. I'm a hardworking, self-sufficient woman who takes care of herself. I'm happily married on the third marriage. The other two died, by the way. But my third husband is amazing. He follows me around the world, watching me work these steps through Narcotics Anonymous, and it's not always perfect. Trust me. It's only for right now, this moment, in this moment, just for today. And I'm so grateful that it's just like that. If there's anything that I survive, I can name a list: incest, kidnap, rape, sexual molestation. You know, anything you want me to tell you about survival, I'm here. But I'm not that person anymore. I get to yell and scream for help if I'm hurting. I used to be real, real quiet. But not no more. I'm like the loudest person in the room. People don't understand. They're like, why is she so loud? Because for so long I was so silent. In Narcotics Anonymous, I get to be whoever I want to be. And people like me and accept me and love me just right where I'm at. And I'm grateful for that. I want you guys to all know I wish you an amazing day. If you're having a bad day, you can go back to your room, lay down, anywhere on these chairs too, the floor, the back corner, and you can start your day over anytime you want. That's one thing I learned. Like, you never have to walk around angry. And if you're hungry, I bet you if you told someone in here with one of these on, I'm hungry, they'll feed you. This morning, I met this man coming, getting dropped off on the curbside at 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning. And he had the yellow one on. And he said to me he was so frustrated that he wanted to go back home. He felt out of place. I said, don't do that. You see someone with this on, just tell them you need help. Follow them, jump in their back pocket and just go where they go. That's what we're here for. We're all here to help each other. You see someone hurting, help them. People are confused, they're lost. There's newcomers that are hurting that don't even know their way around. We people with clean time have done this, and we have a responsibility to help them. It's okay to buy someone a cup of coffee today. I couldn't do that in my disease because I had to do all my money on drugs. Please don't forget why we're here. We're here to help each other, to love each other. The power of love, right? I'm going to tell you one more thing, and I'm going to be quiet. My first convention was Southern California, Ontario, California. And I had made all of this food for Thanksgiving and nobody came. We had a whole turkey and all the trimmings. And I told my roommate, what are we going to do with all this food? She says, let's pack it up and take it to the convention and feed everybody. So in the middle of the night, when it got late and everything was closed and we were all hungry after the last dance, we got a table and we put it out there and everybody ate. Till this day, people still talk about that person. One of us are here and one of us are gone. To this disease, you never know what you're going to do in Narcotics Anonymous that will touch somebody else's life. Don't forget where we're going and what we're doing. We get caught up in all the merchandise and all the fame of our friends, and oh, I got 49 friends here, and let's all have dinner at the steakhouse. It wasn't like that. Please don't forget why we're here. I love you. Have an amazing day. My name is Rosie. Thank you for letting me share.